So on? Good. Okay. In the 1990s, there were many students who passed Algebra 2 in high school, some even with grades of B, but when they entered college, they were greeted with a math placement test, and some were told to take two giant steps backwards, namely to repeat Algebra 1 before they could even repeat Algebra 2. To the misguided rescue came the Maryland HSA and Algebra. Passing the state algebra test was supposed to ensure the student had learned Algebra 1. Unfortunately, it was algebra with graph and calculator. Simple algebra like 3x plus 2x equals 5x, that was excluded, too hard. I nicknamed it the Maryland HSA and Pretend Algebra. I warned the state superintendent, Nancy Grasmick, that instituting the test would reduce the number of entering college freshmen who actually knew Algebra 1. Unfortunately for the students, the Maryland HSA and Pretend Algebra became a graduation requirement, which did result in a considerable drop in the number of entering college freshmen who knew Algebra 1. And the drop was especially large for African Americans and Hispanics. The numbers are in the table in my written report. You have been hearing that Common Core Algebra 1 contains a big piece of Algebra 2. This big piece of Algebra 2 wasn't Algebra 1 before 2002. It was coming home. Common Core Algebra 1 is similar to the Algebra 1 before 2002. Relatedly, let's look at a hypothetical weak student who graduated in 2014 but did not pass the Maryland HSA and Pretend Algebra. As a grade 9 student, he took and passed Algebra 1. He also took but did not pass the MSA and Pretend Algebra. Later in grade 11, he took and passed Algebra 2. He also retook but did not pass the Maryland HSA and Pretend Algebra. Then in grade 12, he did a bridge project on Pretend Algebra 1, and he graduated. So the question is, how does a student pass Algebra 2 when the student does not know enough algebra to pass the Maryland HSA on Pretend Algebra? Okay, and then completely separately, my children brought home math tests with mathematically correct answers marked wrong. And this was from schools that received national honors from President Clinton and Bush. State certification should certify that teachers actually know the subject. Unfortunately, it does not. Have a good day.
Thank you, Dr. Nances.
Do I need to pass out?
I'll take those.
You'll take them.
Thank you. Mary Ann Mears. Oh, welcome. Arts education.
And I'll only take hopefully less than 3 minutes. You have the testimony from Ames. Lori Snyder's actually not here because she is at the briefing with all the arts education supervisors from around the state. And I'm here just to say thank you, and because I know you're going to vote on a historic motion this afternoon to approve the revised COMAR regulations for fine arts. And I've been working to try to improve arts education in rural schools now for 30 years. And it started when my four daughters were entering Baltimore City Public Schools. And now my grandson, in a couple of years, will be entering Baltimore City Public Schools. And in our work across the state, we know that there are terrific programs, but then we have great disparities. And so equity is really the issue here. And we know how to do arts instruction really, really well in Maryland, but we have kids that are getting nothing. And unfortunately, in some areas, and it's, you know, tracks with poverty increases, the disparities are even getting greater, which I just want to finally end on a plea. I testified before the Kerwin Commission, Dr. Salmon, you were there, and others, and I know that you're, all of you, President Smerich and members of the board, are very much involved with the Kerwin Commission, and what I urge you to do is to make sure that the COMAR regulation that you're about to put in place for fine arts is considered in the calculations of adequate funding for arts education, for education overall of the whole child. And we actually provided some data to the Kerwin Commission about what that would look like. And I think the base funding for every student should not only include funds for arts education, but over many years, this board, in its wisdom, has put in place regulations. Adequate funding should enable schools to be in compliance with those regulations. Thank you.
Thank you.